So let's cover inheritance as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord today. So why do we spend our time seeking and following God? Is it for what the world promises us? Is it for what we desire for ourselves? Or is it because we believe in the promise of God to give us an inheritance? No, it's not something we can work for to achieve, but something we must change into to inherit. See, God promises people an inheritance. He has been holding on to it from the beginning of creation, but we fail to live right before God to receive it. Therefore, God sent his Son into the world to get us on the right track to receive. And Christ Jesus taught and revealed what it would be like if you and I would have live our lives to inherit God's kingdom. What a wonderful time it would be. Nothing can compare to God's inheritance. It's always been God's will for all who come to believe in him and take part in his inheritance, to be part of God's promises, what he's given us so we have hope in a future, to give God's people an inheritance that flows with milk and honey. The Lord is faithful, is upholding his promise, and we must be faithful in seeking it. We must understand the promises of inheritance is not something we work for based on what we produce with our hands. God gives us an inheritance because we have served his Son. But there are consequences if we try to take an inheritance instead of letting the Lord bless us with it. What God has promised is not something we have to chase after, for it is the Lord who will give it an allotment for our lives. He is a just God. The Lord will give us a portion that will be more than enough for us. Let us prepare ourselves to receive an inheritance in accordance to God's love and will. So we can learn how just and fair the Lord plans to be regarding giving us an inheritance by learning from the way the Lord set up the inheritance for the Israelites. See, God's inheritance is meant to stay with the person and be established through their family line. The Lord set up his inheritance as a legal requirement for the Israelites to follow the commandment of God. See, the Lord wants us not to look up to the sky, to the moon, or to the stars, or be enticed by and bow down to things or worship things. We must look to the Lord who brought us out of darkness so we can be a people of his inheritance. This is about God, not us. It's God's inheritance for his people, and you and I need to be counted in that number. We have to be careful regarding how we live before God. If we desire to experience his inheritance, then we must learn why God was angry with Moses and would not allow him to go into the promised land. See, if we're not obedient, he will not allow us to enter in. We have to be careful living for things in this world. The Lord is looking to give us an inheritance to his remnant, which we must be a part of. See, the Lord promised to give an inheritance that is different than that of the past. The Lord says this time he'll allow the seeds to grow. The vine will yield its fruit. The ground will produce its crops and the heavens will drop its dew. All these things will be given as an inheritance to the remnants of God's people. And you and I want to be a part of the remnant of God so we can receive an inheritance. And Christ Jesus is the key of us being a part of the remnant of God so we can receive the new inheritance God has spoken into existence. It's part of the new covenant found in Christ Jesus. And God's promise is eternal life and an inheritance from the Lord. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. God's inheritance is based on our faith to believe and follow Christ Jesus so we can inherit from God. You and I want to receive everything that God has promised to give us. So we need to live our lives to receive an inheritance. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15 says, "For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." See, our ability to receive God's inheritance is based on our faith, just as it was with Abraham. When by faith he received an inheritance because he obeyed, even though he did not know where he was going. It was by faith that some Israelites was able to enter into the promised land. And it would be by faith that you and I make it into the kingdom of God and receive our inheritance from Christ Jesus. So it's like being part of a rich family. See, we think just because we're a member of the family, we receive a great inheritance. Then we find out at the reading of the will that we're not receiving anything because we failed to uphold the family name, to work in the family business. To receive, we must serve. We need to seek God's inheritance. We need to pray that God will enlighten our eyes, heart, and in order for us to know the hope in which we were called so we can participate in God's glorious inheritance and experience his power in our lives. Seeking that which strengthens us so we can experience the Lord. So let's learn from the person who asked Christ Jesus how he could inherit eternal life. Christ replied, "Do it as it is written. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "Do these things and you will live and inherit eternal life." So we must seek God's inheritance so we can qualify to share the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For the Lord has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son so we can have be redeemed and forgiven, but taking God's inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Cannot be deceived. God's inheritance. We cannot be deceived about how you and I get to receive it. It's not by our works. It's by our faith. And those who continue in sin cannot expect any share in the Lord's inheritance. We must live right before God for our inheritance to be made sure. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. So we cannot continue in wickedness. We cannot continue in sin if we want to experience God's inheritance in our lives. This is a commandment of God. This is the way you and I got to walk by faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10 says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral, nor the adultery, nor the adultery, nor male prostitutes, nor the homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanders, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." So if you and I want to be a part of God's inheritance, we can do none of these things. No matter what's driving us to do it, we cannot do any of these things. We must overcome. We need to imitate Christ Jesus and take on our new self so we live as a remnant of God's people who walk as blameless, who stand on a sure foundation. If we continue to live as someone of the world, then we receive as one born of earth. But if we live as a person from heaven, then we will bear the likeness of one from heaven. We must understand, flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. It really does matter how we live. It's a choice we make. Do we want to experience whatever good we can produce for ourselves, ignoring God's commandments? Or do we want to experience what God has promised and receive an inheritance, something far more greater than you and I can ever produce? So that's the choice we have. God is not unjust. He will remember the good we've done. He will remember the sacrifices we've made. We have to show diligence in seeking the Lord all the way to the very end so our hope is sure. Continuing to work, not being lazy, working to imitate those who walk by faith and patience, those who will inherit what is promised by God. Can't imitate godliness. Must make every effort to live in peace and to be holy, for without holiness, no one will see the Lord. We seek the kingdom of God, where our inheritance is awaiting us. And we must serve and overcome so we don't miss God's grace, so no bitter root grows up in us. So you have a promise of an inheritance. We must live right to receive it. We have to watch out. We have to guard over our steps. It was God who chose those who were poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him. We have to be careful who we associate ourselves with so they don't cause us to lose our inheritance. We will watch over ourselves, God. If we want God's inheritance, we got to be careful about what we do. Careful about who we hang out with. We have to live in harmony with others, be sympathetic, love others, have compassion, and be humble. We can't repay evil for evil or insult for insult. We're called so we may inherit the blessings of God, inherit the kingdom of God, inherit eternal life. This is far greater than anything you and I can seek in this world. We got to get our minds stayed on Jesus now. Stayed on the things of God. Remain in the line that leads to God's inheritance. He will pardon our sins, forgive our transgressions because we are part of the remnant. We'll receive an inheritance. See, we don't stay angry. We delight in showing mercy. The Lord has compassion on us so we can receive, so we can change, so we can learn, so we can imitate Christ Jesus. See, you and I are looking to receive a blessing from God to inherit his kingdom. And Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, so they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who persecuted because of righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, we have to receive an inheritance from the Lord. We can't wait until the day when Jesus says, come, who are blessed by the Father, take your inheritance. The Lord has been preparing it from the since the creation of this world. You and I got to get ready now. Christ said, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you brought me in. See, if we want to receive an inheritance from God, we must serve the Lord now. We must get in line now. We can't wait to the end. God will not be speaking over our lives. He won't speak the good things that will let us in and receive everything that God has for us. If we truly believe in the Father and the Son, we know we have to be prepared, and what is being prepared for us is greater and by far better than anything we could receive in this life. But we need to start on the work. We need to let the work start in our lives. Because we know there is a day coming when all things will be renewed. When everyone who's left their house, their brother, their sister, their father, their mother, their children, and feels for Jesus will receive 100 times as much and inherit eternal life. As it is written, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first, because we overcome in the end. See, it was tougher for us, but we overcame. We wanted to inherit from God no matter what. We want to feel the promises of God in our lives, so you and I overcame though the world kept increasing in sin. So we would be first because we was in the last. It was tougher for us. But we kept on seeking God's inheritance. See, we must stay on our God. Satan does not want us to experience God's inheritance. We've been warned, it has been written. We must grow and build ourselves up so we are sanctified by the work of the Spirit. Go with me to Acts chapter 20, verses 31 to 32. We have to remember all the things God has done for us. All the many things he has brought us through so we can experience God in our lives and start seeking an inheritance for ourselves so we can receive. Acts chapter 20 verses 31 to 32 says, so be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I have not stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. And now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. We must remember what we're seeking, what we're looking for to receive from God. Not just prosperity in this life, but an inheritance into God's kingdom. We were included in Christ when we accepted God's truth and was baptized in the name of Jesus. We believe and have been marked with him with a seal, a promise guaranteeing our inheritance, but we must live right to receive it. So we know that if we live in immoral or impure, a greedy life, a life chasing after things, that we would not receive an inheritance from God. We can't let others deceive us with their made up words and made up theories about God. Those words will lead to disobedience. We don't follow such people. We don't look to external things and those who live for the world. We look to Jesus. We work with all our hearts as one working for God, knowing we receive an inheritance from the Lord as a great reward. It is the Lord Jesus we serve. It is the Lord Jesus who blesses us with an inheritance from God. See, we can't compare what God has promised us to anything in this world. Can you compare it to riches? No, riches is not enough. See, can you compare it to owning a business? No, having business is not enough. Can you compare God's inheritance to having many houses and cars? No, these things are not enough. Nothing on earth can compare the promises of receiving God's inheritance through Christ Jesus. We can never give up our position in Christ for things of this world. God has great mercy and has given us a new birth into a living hope through Christ's resurrection. We have an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fade away. Would you trade God's inheritance for this world? Surely not. He who overcomes will inherit all things. And God will be their God, and there will be his sons and daughters. But if the cowardly, the unbeliever, the vile, the murderer, the sexual immoral, the idolaters, and liars will have no part in God's inheritance. God's inheritance is given to those who obey and love the Lord. Glory to God. A promise has been given. The Lord has an inheritance for his people, for those who love him. Praise the Lord. Christ is the way to God's inheritance. There is no other way to inherit God's kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Without you, Lord, we would be lost, totally disconnected from the Father. We need you, Jesus. You're the only way we can experience God's kingdom and God's promise. We want to live our lives to please you, to work for that which can never spoil, never fade away, never be taken away. We serve so in the end we will have a reward prepared for us, an inheritance which nothing in this world can compare to. We want what God is offering us through Christ Jesus. We want to experience God's inheritance in our life, his grace, mercy in our lives, all the things God wants. He's like, the full measure of God, the full measure of Christ Jesus. We want to experience it all. And to do so, we must follow Jesus. We must obey God's commandments and do what God is asking us to do. Forgetting everything in this world, as Paul said, put it all behind you and follow Jesus. Serve the Lord. We want to experience God's inheritance. Not what we're trying to create for ourselves. It's God and what God has from us, what God has promised for us. This is what you and I want to experience in our life. I'm not working. See, the promises of God is not in the business I create, Heavenly Lord Jesus. See, the promises of God is not in this high-paying job I have. That's not enough. That's not the promises of God. You haven't even felt the promise of God in your life. See, it's not you and I trying to work and be famous. See, that's not the promises of God. You got to see the promise of God is way more than that, way greater than that. Lord Jesus, help us. We will inherit from God all that God has for us, and it can't compare to nothing in this world, nothing you have, nothing you could work for. Help us to understand your inheritance today, God. Let us live our lives so we can receive all that God has for us. What a great inheritance he has for you and I. If you and I just walk by faith and not by sight, see, if you and I just put our minds stayed on Jesus, see, if you and I would just serve the Lord right, and if you and I will follow the commandments of God, if you and I will overcome the things that's inside of us that makes us displeasing to God, see, you and I be prepared to walk in the inheritance of God. May God bless us. Teach us about your inheritance, God. It's greater. It's greater than anything you and I can ever come up with. Let you and I live our lives and stay on God and watch over ourselves so we can experience the great inheritance of God and enter into God's kingdom and have eternal life. This is the promise of an inheritance from God. May God bless you and guide you today. Amen.